Congratulations, the job is yours. It felt good to say those words when I hired my first employee, but it was soon followed by, how does a single paycheck generate a mountain of paperwork? Then Lyle, my accountant, said, let's just get Intuit Payroll. It'll make both our lives easier. So I got Intuit Payroll, and now I pay my employees and file tax forms in just a few minutes. And Lyle says things like, you are the payroll queen.
Get a 30-day free trial and learn why over a million small businesses use Intuit Payroll at payroll.com.
Now at the Home Depot, take 10% off our guaranteed everyday low prices on appliances of $297 or more. Plus, you get free delivery and haul away that's really free. Add that cost, zero, to your purchase, and you come away with a total that knocks the shine off other retailers' prices. Brand new, right now, starts with an extra 10% off appliances. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through January 25th, U.S. only. See store for details.
This paid commercial may not represent the views of Hubbard Broadcasting Incorporated or Federal News Radio. Statements and opinions of this broadcast are solely those of individual contributors or advertisers as indicated. Federal News Radio does not take responsibility for those statements or opinions and accepts no responsibility or liability for any inaccuracy, errors, or omissions reported during this program.
Get ready for Foodie and the Beast with Nikki and David Nellis. A foodie born and bred, Nikki loves dining out, chatting up chefs, and insider industry buzz. David thinks a great meal is a good burger, a frosty brew, and a check for under 20 bucks. Foodie married Beast. And now they have the Food and Wine Variety Show that has everyone talking. From famous chefs, winemakers, and brewmasters to authors, farmers, and restaurant critics. It's Foodie and the Beast, and it's on now.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Foodie and the Beast. All right. That's not just our kids applauding. We are live from Carmine's on 7th Street in D.C., and it's a great way to start 2012. We're here with Carmine's CEO, Jeff Bank, Executive Chef, Terry Natus, Carmine's Corporate Beverage Director, Erin Ward, perhaps the most important person because she's mixing the drinks.
Woo-hoo!
And GM Chris Demar, who unfortunately here in Washington is wearing a Ravens shirt under his jacket. All right. And we've also got a cavalcade of some of D.C.'s top chefs with us today.
I just cannot wait to use that word.
That's a big word,
it's
cavalcade.
A stupid word.
I'm sure Hagedorn didn't understand it.
Yeah.
There's your shout-out, pal.
2020.
No, we've got Michelle Richard. We've got Scott Duneau.
All right, yay! All right, well, let's start it off. We have such a show for you today. We do have a parade of chefs coming in. Michelle Richard, Jeff Black, Nick Stefanelli, cookbook author Joan Nathan, Scott Druneau, and, of course, Brian McNair from D.C. Central Kitchen. We're going to be talking about all the hot things going around in and around D.C. It's going to be quite a show. So let's give a round of applause for all our guests.
I always wanted to do that. All right. Why don't we start with our friends from Carmine's. Look, we've got Jeff Bank here. Jeff, why don't you take 2 seconds and tell everybody how we talked you into this mishigas right here.
You told me I had 20 minutes.
20 minutes. Go ahead. And
now
go.
It's 2 seconds.
You have 2 minutes here and 18 in the men's room. Too.
Fair enough. We've been here about a year and a half in D.C. Carmine's very successful in Manhattan and New Jersey and Atlantis. Came down here, had a great opening. And during one of the opening nights, we noticed this striking, intelligent, beautiful woman sitting at a table.
He's talking about me?
Yes, clearly. Sorry, I forgot it's radio. Sorry about that. And, of course, walked over with my wife's permission to say hello and see why she was eating at Carmine's. And we started talking up.
Yeah, I was talking to your wife while this was going on.
And then that was okay. And we'll work on that later. And we found out that she was a foodie and that she gets what we do at Carmine's. These large, abundant portions, cooked to order, great quality and consistency. And we hit it off really well. And then, yeah, I got stuck for 10 minutes talking with David, you know, the other guy.
And the pitch comes in.
Right, and then we hit it off.
Mr. Nicky Nellis.
Right.
Okay. And we started talking about some things. And then once I understood that his title was The Beast, I'm like, oh, this is a no-brainer. This is perfect for us.
She started calling me that on our wedding night, by the way.
I started calling him that way before
you.
That.
Well, I've been a fan of the show for at least 4 years.
Yeah.
I heard earlier you were on for 3.5.
That's right.
I was a fan before you started.
Thank you.
So we were very excited. And they're regular customers of ours. And we got to see their kids, got to be good friends. And we thought, you know, hey, let's have some fun. We've been on the show before. We've done it on the radio. And I know that I, you know, I have that face for radio, but I'm like, hey, let's bring it down to the restaurant and maybe we can get some people in.
Finally, well, something true.
Yeah. I have to be honest. I mean, your idea to make it a party was terrific. I love that we have all these people here. Everybody's got a drink in hand. I mean, this is the way to start off a Sunday morning.
And we've got some serious drinkers back there on the bar. So
oh, yeah.
Watch
I see
out.
A couple of you guys.
Hey, yo.
Right there.
There's one guy who's got his head under the tap. Let's see what's
Ryan, stop. All right. So why don't we get Terry in here?
Well, Terry, we're going to have you guys switch mics for just a sec. Tell everybody, I mean, I know you've been back there cooking away for everybody this morning. Tell us about what people are going to be digging into later on in the show.
Well, later on we're going to have our four pasta special.
Okay.
It's a Carmine's tradition. It's our way of having a Sunday meal.
Mm-hmm.
It's four Carmine-specific pastas, veggie lasagna, cavatelli with pesto and sun-dried tomatoes,
mm-hmm.
gnocchi bolognese, and a tortellini with quattro formaggio.
So everybody here in the audience is going to get some of that later
absolutely.
On today?
Absolutely, yes.
There you go. So everybody
yes.
can get ready for pasta?
Yep, Carmine staple.
Right.
This is just a nice way of paying back everybody we owe for dinner, by
right.
the way.
Well, and if you're on Atkins, you can just forget it.
That's right.
So, it's going to be full carbs. All right, so that's really good. We can't wait to get into that.
What?
Now, my party maker over there, Erin. Everybody say hey. Hi to Erin Ward this morning.
Hi, everybody.
She is the beverage director for Carmine's, all of Carmine's,
all of
right?
Carmine's and Virgil's.
And Virgil's.
Yeah.
Oh, the barbecue place,
the barbecue,
right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We need to talk about the barbecue yeah. place later on. So tell us, how do you go about putting together a menu for all the different Carmines?
Well, we have a lot of we have Carmines in all different cities, and so it's important that we appeal to a wide variety of people, but more than anything, that it's a lot of fun. So all of our drinks are meant to be, you know, lighthearted, big portions, easy drinking. So today we're going to make we're going to start out making a sangria, which is our Molto Italiano sangria,
okay.
which is made with vermouth.
And is everybody getting a taste?
Everyone's,
do I see somebody walking
yep.
around with tastes of drinks?
Does everyone have their first drink in hand?
Everybody got their first drink in hand?
Let's down that. Let's
all right. And despite how mature they look, my children are not ready for
right. okay.
prime time.
Okay, so tell us what's in this
yeah,
sangria.
So the sangria is made with our private label Carmine's wine, which is Montepulciano. It's from mm-hmm. the Abruzzo region. In southern Italy, and then instead of using the typical brandy that they do in Spain, we use vermouth. So it's Italian sweet vermouth. We have a number of different vermouths on the menu, and then we put in a little bit of orange juice, a little bitter berry puree, uh-huh. and a little peach schnapps, and then we scent it with orange peel. And rosemary, and then garnish it with a little bit of grape. So I'm going to make that for you right now.
Excellent. That sounds terrific.
I can't
terrific.
Even remember all that. All right.
All right.
Well,
all right.
While we're doing that, let's bring on
Michelle
the
Richard.
Man.
Chef.
Everybody, James Beard Award-winning chef, Michelle Richard.
Thank you.
Ooh, ooh, ooh. Here he is. He's the man. You
got
to put your headphone on there, Chef.
Oh, I need, oh, yeah. Happy New Year to all of you. Great year. Great. A lot of money. Come to my restaurant. Don't go to the other one. They're not good.
All right, here's what we're going to talk about. And I know you're here to see me and not Nikki, because that's
Nikki,
how it works.
You're so pretty, though. Oh. You're wasting your
oh
time
God.
With that guy.
Every time this guy is on the show, why don't you...
Hey, he hey. Loves me. He loves me. Yay!
This is why I have a problem with the French.
Okay.
All right, so if the word is out that you are contemplating a big health kick and that you were seen at the Health and Fitness Expo yesterday
it's
cooking up healthy options.
Yeah, three healthy dishes. Yeah.
Okay, so you're the king of bechamel. Like butter.
I don't make bechamel. I don't use butter.
No butter, no cream.
Yeah, right.
And
all, come
on.
I only use a little bit.
A little bit. Okay.
A pound for each
so
one.
So how does healthy dining work with you? How do you do healthy dining?
First, you stay away from all the fats.
Okay, that's
you know.
Right.
Yes, I did do a good job in the past 3 years.
Thank yeah. God he said that.
Yeah, okay, this year my son's getting married.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And I had a meeting with my wife. He's getting married in September.
Okay.
And I want to look good in my wedding dress.
Excellent.
My wedding suit. And I'm starting my diet tomorrow. Hey, hi, how you doing? Nice to see you. Here's my friend with us.
Yeah, yeah. I know David Hagedorn.
Yeah, this is the
co-hosts.
He looked like Mr. Clean.
Yeah, Amanda McClements is here, too.
Amanda McClements, David Hagedorn.
And may I say, she's a lot better looking than David Hagedorn.
Oh,
thank you.
That's not true.
Yes, it
come
is.
On.
Hey, yeah, yeah.
Yes, it's true.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my goodness.
Look at that.
Look at these gorgeous sangrias.
Don't drink that. You're going to gain some weight.
I know. I was going to say, Chef, do you want to start your diet tomorrow?
Yeah, I'm talking about diet tomorrow, or tomorrow maybe next. I always say tomorrow. Tomorrow I will say tomorrow.
Excellent. That's what
I said. Aaron, is this how you serve this thing? My, it should come with a diving board.
That goes in your nose.
It does go in your nose. All right, so tell us how you plan on eating healthier.
I don't eat bread with my pasta anymore.
No bread with your pasta.
I cover my bread with a tortine with pasta.
Okay.
I stop that.
Okay.
I use a spoon.
Excellent.
A spoon. And you have to, in your pasta, you have to add some tomato, but no oil, no butter, no cheese, nothing.
Okay.
That you sounds really ragu. Interesting.
You buy the ragu, you know that thing?
No, but, come on. Yeah. Seriously. No, but how are you going to eat healthy at home and then translate that to your restaurants?
Yeah, we do that. I try to do that. You know, let me tell you something. 25 years ago, when I opened a restaurant called Citrus in L.A., I was not using cream and butter. Mm-hmm. And I was very proud of it. You know, the press never write a line about it. I was like the new French chef coming up with a recipe with no cream and no butter and no fat. Who cares?
Don't worry, there's no press here
there's
today.
There's no press here.
Yeah, but they're still doing it. At the restaurant, we use a very small amount of butter. And, and if I do a vinaigrette, for an example, I don't use oil anymore. I do a vinaigrette, one part of yogurt, low-fat yogurt.
Okay.
A little bit of vinegar, lots of love, and mustard. That's it. And you mix that together, and you will have a great vinaigrette, and that vinaigrette will make you...
All right, I got a question for you. It's Citronelle.
Oui, chérie.
Because I do know something, even though the word is I don't. But, and I'm not sure I'm going to say it right.
Right, are we going to shock everybody?
Well, Trompe-l'œil. Lloyd.
Trompe-l'œil. Lloyd.
That, what he said. If you're going to be eating and cooking healthier, it's going to limit some of the ingredients you use. So will that affect what you're able to
you
do?
You mean ritual?
Cheaper?
Yeah.
No.
No?
Aww.
No.
Don't be sad.
No. Normally, when look, do you see the butter in your dish when you go to a restaurant?
No, of course not.
You don't see the butter?
That's his way of saying that was a dumb
I'm too busy
question.
Eating. It's not a dumb question.
You see the butter, you see the oil. Oh, yeah, sometimes you go to...
Well, you see little bits, little
just
pretty.
A little bit on the side.
Right.
Oh, he's so cute.
Right. All right, well, let's talk about... Can we talk about Vegas a little bit? Vegas, baby? You Vegas. Got something going on in Vegas?
You know everything.
I know a lot.
Yeah, I just opened a restaurant like 3 months ago in Vegas.
Mm-hmm. Which one? Central?
Central.
Yeah.
Central.
Central, mon ami.
When I moved to New York a few years ago, I used to go to Central Park. Central Park.
They're laughing.
You know, people used to ask me, where do you work, Monsieur Michel Richard? I used to say, I work in Manhattan.
Manhattan.
Where is that? Manhattan.
Now, yes, thank you.
I understand. But I was very proud to live in Manhattan. It was great. But anyway, I opened a restaurant. My dream was to open a restaurant. Oh, you have beautiful legs.
Oh, my God.
Jeez, wow.
This is my day. I want
well,
to do this
can I just
day.
Say something? There are 7 words you're not supposed to say on the radio, and I just said all 7 of them in my head.
Which one was that?
You're talking about my legs.
Louder.
No, I want to stay on the radio.
Anyway, my dream is to open a restaurant in Las Vegas. Mm-hmm. I'm not a player. Vegas is a busy town. It's always busy, and we open 24 hours a day. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Wow.
And we are open to between 11 and 5 o'clock in the morning, too. Beautiful. It's busy
for the gamblers.
We do.
How big is it? How big is the restaurant?
It's like 15,000 square feet.
Oh my goodness! So how much is that?
We have 350 seats.
Okay.
In fact, we have a patio. We have a nice patio.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's kind of a little cold now.
Yeah, it's really cold in Vegas. What hotel to do?
Stop leaning in.
She's married to you. You go
I know that.
No,
right I know
here.
That.
You're right here. Chill out.
Oh, I wish the people at home could see what a brazen hussy you are.
Why don't you go to the bathroom?
Go away. Go away.
I'm going to go right now. I'm right here.
But anyway, 24 hours a day we open at the Caesar Palace. Beautiful hotel.
Right.
Sparkle all the time. Mm-hmm. And the food is to dream for. Just
it,
like you.
Is it just like
well, that's
here,
a big. This place is, Carmine's is what, 20,000 square feet?
20,000 square feet.
Yeah, so 15 is still
huge.
A good sized spot. This place has 700 seats. How many does yours have?
350.
I guess I know where my bread's buttered then, don't I? French person.
But so now, is the menu in Vegas similar to the menu here?
Sorry?
The menu in Vegas, is it just like the menu here?
Yeah, more or less. Yeah, yes.
Yeah?
Different. A little bit different. You have a chicken fried steak.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah. Something I would like to know. Chicken fried steak. What And we use beef. What do you call that? Chicken fried
steak. That's called beef fried steak. I don't know.
Chicken fried steak.
It's fried like chicken.
Yeah, that's why they call it chicken fried steak.
Yeah.
But excuse me, it's on your menu. You don't know what it's called?
I try to be American.
American.
So what are your next projects? What are we looking at?
New York.
New York?
Oh, I love New York.
What are we going to do in New York?
Yeah.
We're
going to come to New York and we're going to show in New York.
Not alone.
Jeez. Oh, my God. Please fight over me.
This is the problem with the French completely right here.
Okay. All right, Chef, thank you so much for coming in today. Tell people where they can find your restaurants, please, here in D.C.
Okay, in D.C., Georgetown, 30th and M Street, 275-570-0078. That's the reservation numbers. And you have here on between on Pennsylvania and 11.
Yep.
Called Central. What do you call it? It's a beautiful American restaurant.
We
got to
go
French
to commercial.
Accent.
Okay.
Okay, you don't want to talk to my restaurant?
No. We
come
go.
And see me. We need your money.
Okay. Michelle Richard, everybody.
All right, let's go to break.
All right, we will be back live from Carmine's with more, including Scott Journeau, Jeff Black, Joan Nathan, Nick Stefanelli, and I See More Cocktails in Our Future. We'll be back in just a sec.
I'm Beyonce with an important message about hunger in America. Did you know 1 in 8 people struggle with hunger? Over 12 million children live in homes where there isn't always enough food. Food banks are experiencing more demand than ever. Show Your Helping Hand is a nationwide campaign with the goal of helping Feeding America deliver millions of meals to local food banks. Please join me in showing a helping hand to fight hunger. More information is available at showyourhelpinghand.com.
Congratulations on landing the job. I'm really excited for you.
Thanks. How's your search going?
The job market's tight. I mean, I can barely get an interview. Yeah. And I've got student loans to deal with. You're lucky, you know. The National Guard paid your loans off.
Luck? The Guard was a smart decision, one you can still make.
The National Guard Student Loan Repayment Program can pay up to $50,000 of your existing student loans. Get the details at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the D.C. National Guard, aired by the Maryland, D.C. Delaware Broadcasters Association and this station.
How can I keep my child healthy during flu season? My teenager's always online. How can I be sure he's not into something harmful? Parents' Perspective has the answers. Sundays at 4 p.m. on WFED 1500 AM. Designate Parents' Perspective 44415 with a generous donation in the combined federal campaign or online at www.parentsperspective.org. Thank you for helping Parents' Perspective work for you.
With the new year comes resolutions, when we resolve to stop snacking and slacking, resolve to start reading and running. This year, resolve to help someone else, too. Resolve to support the American Red Cross, because the Red Cross provides hope, help, and compassion, not only during disasters, but every day. Resolve to do something that means something. Support the American Red Cross before the new year. Visit redcross.org today.
We are back on Foodie and the Beast. And
woo! Let's hear it!
We're live from Carmine's in D.C. Incredible family-style servings and meatballs the size of my head. I love this place.
And you have a really
big head.
Bulbous
yes, I do. All right, shoulder. So listen, I want to introduce our next guest, Jeff Black. Jeff, you've got restaurants all
Hold
over
on,
the place.
Hold on, 1 second. Jeff
about some
Black,
applause?
Ladies and gentlemen. Hello! The man, the myth.
Addie's, Black Market, Black Salt, and now?
Pearl Dive.
Pearl Dive! Woo! Woo, woo,
woo. I know all we have some regulars of Pearl Dive here in the audience.
You have all these restaurants, but now you just opened Pearl Dive in the hippest heart of the city on 14th Street. And I guess the question I was asking Nikki last night was, what were you trying to do there that you weren't doing in your other restaurants?
You just trying to have some fun.
Okay,
yeah.
That's great. Thanks. Nice.
All right,
thanks for joining
next
us.
But I still have a question about the previous guest. Chicken
what?
Fried steak?
Chicken fried steak?
From a French chef.
No, it was chicken fried steak.
Chicken fried steak?
Yeah.
Come on, where's Michelle?
I sounded
I'm
like
from
I,
Texas.
I just
make
said
chicken
that.
Fried steak.
I sounded more like I had
Michelle
a speech
Richard
impediment.
Can I make chicken fried steak. I want to have a chicken fried steak cook-off with him.
All right. Oh, good
we're
idea.
We're going to throw down on chicken
All
fried
right,
steak.
All right, so talk about Pearl Dive, because it's a real departure from what you've done in every other spot.
Well, the interesting thing, back in college, I bartended quite a bit.
You went to college?
I did.
Oh, okay.
I didn't graduate, but I went. But
all right, let's not sell that part. Go ahead.
But I wanted to do a fun bar, and so we did blackjack upstairs. And Pearl Dive is Southern cooking. It's my cooking. So.
But that's what I think is so interesting about Pearl Dive is that. And all your restaurants, I mean, you don't really have a bar scene in many of your restaurants.
Right.
And this is a real departure for you as far as really rocking it and getting into the, you know, artisanal sort of craft cocktails.
Right.
What made you decide to do that?
Well, we wanted to be in the whole 14th Street vibe. So mm-hmm. It's like you go to 14th Street, you don't open up P.F. Chang's. You don't open up, you know, those restaurants have places elsewhere.
Hint, hint to anybody who's
thinking
that.
Well, it's just, you know, I mean, I'm not, nothing bad against them, but. The vibe on 14th Street requires.
I heard Denny's was opening. Is that?
I hope
nice.
You're wrong.
Nice, two eggs, sausage.
But we wanted to stay in the neighborhood and
right.
in that feel. So we built it tailored to the neighborhood. So
well, so for
it
people who
out.
Haven't been there, explain what it's like. I mean, explain how the two levels are different, and let's talk a little bit more about the dishes that you are serving.
Sure. Pearl Dive. You know, the best compliment I ever got, Pixie from down the street, she came in and she said, you know, I feel like this restaurant's been here forever. It was the first day we opened.
There's That's a cool. Pixie down the street?
Well, and yeah. it does look like a party from the
She's
outside.
She's got a great
Miss
store,
Pixies.
By the way. You got to go to Miss Pixie's.
Oh, yeah.
She's wonderful.
Sure.
She's leaving, so we
Miss
need to support Pixies. Her before
Aww.
She goes.
That sounds like a house of ill repute, to be honest. But
well,
I didn't say
you know,
that.
That's the other side of yeah. it.
That's upstairs.
Okay. Exactly. Right? You've been.
I know. That's,
No, but it's good. But we wanted it to feel like it's been there forever. And then I don't like big restaurants. You know, these guys are talking about 350 seats and 15,000 square feet. I can't. That doesn't register with me. So
okay.
I have this hole upstairs. I got to do something with it. Mm-hmm. And I didn't want it to be Pearl Dive. So we turned it into a bar called Blackjack. And it's fun.
And where'd the bocce come from? Yeah, where'd that come from?
One of my key guys.
Bocce players. We got bocce players here.
A shout out for bocce somewhere.
Who knows what bocce even means?
Okay, bocce. Question.
Balls.
Anybody?
Thank you.
Balls, Italian, something. I don't know. But
actually, bocce are kisses.
They are?
Not spelled yeah. that way, though.
B-A-C-I, yeah.
But
yeah.
not but B-O-C-C-E.
B-O-C-C-E.
Bacco?
You're Italian.
No, bocce.
It's bocce.
Accidenti. Okay,
yeah,
never
right,
mind.
Anyway.
Come on, get your Italian
back
right,
to you,
brother.
Back to you.
So anyway, a key guy of mine was living in Brooklyn, and mm-hmm. he came back. He said, Chef, bocce's the rage. I said, I don't care. He goes, but you don't put your drink down. I said, I love the game. So we put in a bocce courts, and it's been fun. So,
all right. Now, you and Barbara are heavily involved with your own foundation,
yes,
Black's Foundation, and your son has juvenile diabetes, and you guys have a bunch of ways that you're trying to raise money. Can you tell everybody about that and how they can get
sure,
involved?
Sure. We, my son was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes. It's the one you can't fix or cure.
Okay.
It's just you have it forever. So he was going through his difficulties with the whole thing, mm-hmm. and we try to sort of embrace what it is and help, you know, not it's not something to be ashamed of. You can't help it. It's part of your life. So we've gotten behind it, and we are involved with Children's Hospital building a kitchen for the diabetes wing to do nutritional training for parents.
For parents.
Well, so when you come in, you're a new parent with diabetes, and they sit you down and say, well, if you're child is low, you give them 15 grams of carb. If they're high, you got to do this and da-da-da-da. Well, these things don't mean anything to anybody.
Right.
They do. I've had nutritional training, so me, 15 grams of carb, I know what it looks like.
Mm-hmm.
But a lay person doesn't, and you get all this in one day, and there's nobody really talking about it. So
well, and it's overwhelming.
It's completely overwhelming. And so this is going to be it's not a big kitchen. It's just a little small display kitchen of, you know, a few parents, mm-hmm. you know, three, four, six pairs of parents in. And the nutritionist will cook and say, okay, this is the carbs. And then if you have protein, this is what happens. And if you don't have protein, this is what happens. And this is how it affects your body.
So it'll be a real place of education.
Right.
So that people, parents can help their children.
Well,
now, how can people get
yeah.
involved with that? What can we do
well,
to help support it and get that kitchen built?
You know, we do events in the company, in the restaurants.
Mm-hmm.
You certainly can go on our website, blackrestaurantgroup.com.
Mm-hmm.
We are setting up a separate link for we have a foundation called Black's Family Foundation, which is really geared towards local family-oriented charity work.
Right.
We're all about the kids. So,
all right, and we'll keep reminding people of it, too.
Good.
Absolutely.
Good.
Jeff Black, everybody.
Jeff Black, everybody. Thank you very
Good
much.
Man. All right, Aaron, back to you.
Where's Michelle?
All right.
Because this crowd is not tipsy enough.
I know. We need to start drinking more.
What did everybody think of the sangria?
Good.
Thumbs up.
Good.
Thumbs up. Excellent.
How many people fell out of their chairs?
All right. So
then we need to drink more.
Exactly.
If not, yeah.
What are we doing
so,
now?
Well, we're approaching, you know, we're getting later, getting closer to noon, so I thought we'd kick it up a little bit and have a whiskey drink next.
Ooh, whiskey. Oh, the crowd likes it.
Well, I know D.C. is a big whiskey town, so we came up with this drink for you guys. It's called the Sinatra's Iced Tea. And it has nothing to do with iced tea, really. Sinatra was a big whiskey drinker, so we're using Rye One whiskey today. And we're going to use 2 ounces of this Rye One whiskey. I'm going to make it for you right now.
Look at all
as it's being given out to you.
Here it comes.
Erin, you're a pusher. I'm looking
at
her.
I am a pusher.
That looks like an awful lot of alcohol.
Look, we got a duck walking waiter here.
Here we go. Okay, then we also have
he's got my hair, too.
A light vermouth again. This is the Bianco, which is a little bit sweeter than regular dry vermouth.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we'll get an ounce of that if you want to make it at home. And then we have the next thing is Luxardo cherry liqueur, which is made from special sour cherries in Italy. This is delicious. Let me just put a little half ounce of this in here. Gives it a little sweetness, nice cherry flavor, sour cherry flavor. And then we have a little bit of lemon juice to make it a little tart.
Uh-huh.
So this is almost like a whiskey sour with a little cherry kick to it.
So when you're making up these drinks, like, are you just playing? Are you like a mad scientist having a good time until you get the flavor that you're looking for?
Yeah, we love to taste. Jeffrey loves to taste.
Oh, really? I think he must have been tasting when he decided to do this event.
All right, so now do you shake that? Like, what comes next?
We're going to stir it at the end, or you can flip it. If you have another a cocktail shaker at home, you can do a little flip in the cocktail shaker.
Uh-huh.
And then just a splash of water just to dilute it a little bit so it's not terribly strong.
Look at what's coming.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Oh,
there's pasta
and Terry's coming back with the pasta.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I got up here.
That comes with
Scott,
a fork.
I was going to say, Scott got up here at just the right time.
Right. All right. Well, Erin, while you're mixing and they're passing that out, we're going to do me a favor, bud. Stand up. We've got a member of the Washington Wizards with us today.
Scott
Clam Duncan.
John Wall.
Yes.
All right. Scott Trouneau is the executive chef at Wolfgang Puck's The Source. And, Scott, we're going to start off because I have a test for you. If I say Gong Hai Far Choi, what do you say?
Happy New Year.
Oh, yay!
I can't believe you knew that. Did you read the script?
I did. I cheated a little bit. I was like, what is he going to... He always harasses me every time I come on the show, so I knew something was coming.
I hate that. You know how long it took me to figure that out?
We had to figure out the pronunciation.
That's a loose translation to that, but... Yeah.
Everything I do is loose. So, well, not everything. Not everything. Not exactly everything.
All right, we can all talk about that after the show.
Is my doctor here?
All right, so Chinese New Year is on the way. The Source.
Yes. Say goodbye to this.
Okay, dig in. We're the executive show. You can help out yourself.
Get your own radio show, people.
Yes.
Okay.
I can really say that only Nikki, David, and Carmines could get this many Indian Street professionals out here before noon. So, nice work, Foodie and the Beast.
Blessing my son.
Woo! All right, but so The Source goes all out every year for the Chinese New Year. Tell us what you're doing this year.
So Chinese New Year for me is just it's a great time of year every year because there's so many food traditions related to the Chinese New Year based on longstanding traditions and superstitions. So we do every year a full tasting menu that are based on the superstitions from Chinese New Year. So we do it for about 2 weeks in lieu of our a la carte menu throughout the celebration. And then the boss comes, Wolfgang comes on February 3rd to do the tasting menu and the celebration.
Okay, but let's talk. So when do you start? Kick it off.
Monday the 23rd.
You started on the 23rd. Yes. And how many dishes are on the menu, and what can people look forward to
having? So there's 8 dishes on the menu. And like I said, a lot of them are based on superstition. So we always do a whole fish, which is supposed to basically symbolize family togetherness. Mm-hmm. And you have to have the head and the tail on the plate because the head signifies a great start to the year and the tail signifies a great end to the year.
Okay, I'm so
there's
for that.
A lot of fun, fun little
head.
Dishes like that. So, right. You know, it's a fun time for me.
And what about the noodles? Like, isn't there noodles?
So, and then on the dishes, on the menu is also longevity noodles, which are basically sort of a lo mein noodle that we don't cut at all.
Mm-hmm.
So when you eat them, it's kind of difficult to eat them, but that's supposed to signify a long and prosperous life.
Excellent. And mm-hmm. Is there one for wealth?
There's one for wealth.
Please,
so,
God.
Right.
Wait, is there one?
Every year, no. Nothing has happened.
What
so,
I need to know is if there's one that'll pay for 2 college educations.
No?
One of the dumplings is supposed to be shaped like a Chinese coin. So the more you eat of those, supposedly, the more wealth you'll have.
So understand, you're not going to college unless it's worth it.
Get eaten.
And what about the year? It's the year of the dragon. So how does that get signified in the meal, or doesn't it? I mean, does it matter to the service?
Well, we're not serving any dragons this year. Last year was Year of the Rabbit, so we did some plays on that. But the Year of the Dragon is the most powerful of the Chinese zodiacal signs. Uh-huh. So it's tempered by five elemental dragons. So we kind of did some play on the elemental dragons. There's a fire dragon and a metal dragon. So
what are you doing? I want to know.
So for the fire dragon, we're doing a really spicy dish. For the water dragon, we're doing the whole fish. Uh-huh. For the wood dragon, we're doing a wood smoked duck. For the metal dragon, it was a little difficult. We're doing a gold dusted tail on top of the pineapple dessert.
I thought you were going to do braces for all the.
Yes.
Speaking of dragon, I'm going to drag the show down because we got to
take a break. We have to take a quick break. Okay. But when we come back, we're going to find out more about what's going on there. You can start drinking that whiskey. This is Nikki Nellis and David Nellis with Foodie and the Beast. We are live at Carmine's. We're having a rockin' time.
And I'm eating Italian food.
When we come back, we're going to be talking to Joan Nathan, Brian McNair, and Nick Stefanelli, and a little bit more with Scott Trunell. We'll be back in just a bit.
You can help the Army Historical Foundation honor the soldiers of yesterday and today. Go to armyhistory.org to learn how you can help build the National Museum of the U.S. Army. The museum will be the Army's national landmark, preserving the sacrifice of every man and woman who has worn the Army uniform since 1775. Visit armyhistory.org today and honor the Army service of every generation.
In the beloved fairy tale Beauty and the Beast, Belle and the Beast learn that true beauty is found within and live happily ever after. Today, our happily ever afters are being threatened by the fact that nearly one in three children in America are overweight or obese. Now is the time to make good nutrition and physical activity part of your family's daily lifestyle. To learn more, visit letsmove.gov, brought to you by Let's Move, the U.S. Department of Agriculture, and the Ad Council.
Carmine's, New York's legendary family-style Italian restaurant, is also here in D.C., serving up huge platters of real good, no-kidding Italian food in 9 private dining rooms. It's like a trip to a big Italian family dinner, with extra-large portions of antipasti, pasta, seafood, and meat entrees served up on huge sharing platters, and all reasonably priced. Carmine's is just the way it used to be at Grandma's house, if your grandma was a real no-kidding Italian. Carmine's on 7th Street near the Verizon Center. Anywhere else is forget about it. Call them at 202-737-7770.
I'm on a mission to spread the word about COPD through music. COPD stands for chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. My grandfather suffered from symptoms of it, and COPD is the fourth leading cause of death in the U.S. I'm Billy Ray Cyrus, and I drive for COPD. Looks like people are starting to get the message. Anyone age 35 and older who has smoked as little as 100 cigarettes could be at risk. Visit driveforcopd.com today and talk to your doctor.
Stop yelling at me.
Yeah. Did we give anything away?
All right. Are we back? We're back. We're back live from Carmine's down on 7th Street in Washington. This is Foodie and the Beast. Woo! Let's hear it. Woo, woo, woo.
Aaron, what is this drink called again?
This is called the Sinatra's Iced Tea.
Is everybody having some Sinatra's Iced Tea?
Did you guys like it?
It's delicious. All right,
wait. Delicious.
I do want to say something. I'm eating 4 different kinds of pasta that executive chef Terry Natus created, and it is so good.
That is a mound of lasagna.
Exactly how it's served in the restaurant.
Oh, my God. That's a mound of lasagna. You'll all be digging into it in just a little bit.
My God.
It's quite a big piece. All right.
Thank goodness Michelle Richard is gone because he's eating healthy.
All right. I want to get back to Scott Trunell. Now, Scott, aside from your Chinese New Year menu, which will be going on for 2 weeks, I heard that you are going to be at a pop-up, like, someplace else. Do you want to tell us about it? And I want to know how I can get in on it because I totally want to be there.
Yeah, so I'm friends with Eric Yang, who's the chef at Tokyo Underground on H Street. And it's one of my favorite restaurants in the city for sure.
Cool, big hot spot. Absolutely.
If you haven't been there, go there and get a bowl of ramen. You'll be happy. So he was
especially
talking to me.
Especially in this weather, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
Ramen is so satisfying.
Perfect for this weather. So we're collaborating on a menu to celebrate Chinese New Year there. We're doing some down and dirty Chinese food for the New Year, so we're really excited. We're going to go Wednesday the 25th. And it's a really small restaurant.
I was going to say, it's a really small kitchen. Yeah. How are you going to go from working in your really nice-sized kitchen and then, like, shrink it down?
Well, it's just a lot of fun. It'll be a little bit of a challenge on that, but we have a great menu planned, and there's only 40 seats available. So I don't know if he's put them up yet, but, you know.
Is it? But you can't make reservations for Toki.
We're going to do reservations that night.
So what are you going to do? Tell us a little bit about it.
So for this one, we're doing more rustic dishes. We're doing some fried turnip cakes with XO shrimp. We're going to do a stir-fried clam dish with a rice cake that's symbolic for the Chinese New Year. Mm-hmm. We're going to do whole fish, but we're going to do rouget, which is a very small whole fish. So it'll be all sort of small plates in sort of a tasting menu format.
Excellent. All right, so how can people get in on it?
I guess just call Toki Underground.
Call them now. Everybody call them now.
I don't think I was supposed to unleash this information yet. I'm going to get in trouble.
I want to announce that next year Scott's going to be doing something big for Jewish New Year.
Yes, I am. Absolutely. I make a mean matzo brat, I tell you.
Come on already.
All right, well,
forget
Scott,
about it.
Thank you so much for coming on.
All right, thanks for having me, everybody. Have a great day.
Yeah.
All right,
let's bring down.
Take your whiskey.
Let's bring down
Joe Nathan.
Nick Stefanelli.
Let's give a round of applause.
And Brian McNair.
From PC Central Kitchen. Here we go.
Now,
hi.
Everybody knows Joan because Joan's been writing best-selling cookbooks for a couple of years, right, Joan? Nick Stefanelli is the executive chef at Ashok Bajaj's Bibiana, a great Italian restaurant, different kind of Italian restaurant, great Italian restaurant. And Brian McNair is with DC Central Kitchen. He's the director of development. And if you don't know what DC Central Kitchen is, shame on you.
Right, you should know.
Because they feed about 4,000 people a day, right? 5,000. A couple thousand sneaked in before people.
All right, so both of you have been frequent guests, and we know about sips and stuffs, but I don't know if everybody here does. Whoop. Her mic?
There we go.
Is that good? Can you hear
her? Is that good?
Okay.
All right.
I can't hear a thing.
That's okay. You don't have to hear anything. All right. So let's talk about how this all happened. The Saturday night sips and the Sunday night suppers are going on next week here in D.C. Chefs from all over the country, Alice Waters, Jose Andre, all these big chefs.
All over the world.
All over the world. Okay, even better. Are coming into town for it. So tell us how it started.
Well, it started when I was at the McDowell Commonwealth writing my introduction to my next book, or the book that just came out.
Okay.
And Alice Waters called me and she said, Joan, she said, the inauguration's going to be in January. This is for Obama. Mm-hmm. Let's do dinners. And which two organizations, for the fundraising dinners, for two organizations, and I immediately thought DC Central Kitchen and
Absolutely.
Martha's Table.
Can I just jump in for a minute? You see how easily she says, oh, and Alice Waters called me. Like, you know, Arnold Schwarzenegger was on the phone this morning, but I had to hang up on him to come here.
Well, she's a good friend of mine.
Right. She's been in the food world a lot longer than
you. And so I thought she was crazy, but I knew I'd do it.
Okay.
So I called my friend who's the head of Martha's Table, and we got 12 chefs and 12 tables, and it was a huge success. And we've been doing it for 4 years now. And now we're up to 20 houses, two chefs each house. Like, well, Nick will tell you about what he's doing. This is for the dinners.
Right.
And we, 2-3 years ago, we started SIPs for people that didn't want to spend $550.
Well, let's start with the dinners first. So the dinners are at individual homes. They host people. These chefs come in, and then actually volunteers – they serve the dinner, right?
Volunteers serve the dinner, and the chefs we try to make an in-town chef and an out-of-town chef. Like, there's a woman from France, Elizabeth Bourgeois from Provence, and she's with Vicky Ray of Buck's Fishing and Camping.
Uh-huh.
And so they work together so that you can really learn from each other. And sometimes they foster friendships, which is great. And they love doing it because only 20 people.
At each dinner.
At each dinner.
Okay.
Right.
So now, how do people find out about? Are there any seats left at the houses?
There are a few seats left at the houses. It's from Eventbrite. It's 2012 suppers, eventbrite.com. I have to look. But for the sips, there are more seats.
And all right,
Can I just interrupt for 1 second? You can find that on the list, areyouonit.com, because that's
absolutely
kind of a tough URL.
Plug.
Okay.
And then, but the sips started 3 years ago, and we've gotten so big that we had to go to the museum, and the museum donated the space to us this year.
Fantastic.
And there will be 12 chefs and 12 artisan alley chefs, and they will be making
what does that mean?
Bagels, cheese, Armenian string cheese, charcuterie.
Fun.
And there'll be, it's going to be really fun. And then the big thing
and
is
there are
that
still tickets available.
There are still tickets available, mm-hmm. and that's at sups.com. But the point, the really important point is that Jose, Alice, and I, but that doesn't matter, you know,
right.
will be there in addition to Carla Hall, Joel Salat and the Farmer, mm-hmm. Who else? Oh, Bill Yasis, and they all want to talk to you, to the people, to look for
all
you to ask questions of them. And they're
you,
going to spend
people.
The entire evening all around asking about, you can ask them anything you want. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what's going to really be great between the artisans, the 12 chefs making food for you, the mixologists, the winemakers from around the country. It's really going to be amazing. And it's this Saturday at the museum.
At the museum. And we have information when you go back to get some pasta. Joan brought a bunch of flyers. So if you're interested in attending, all the I see you're like, yes, I really want to go.
It's really going to be fun.
All the information.
And what's so great is the entire, I get so excited about this, the entire money goes to DC Central Kitchen and Martha's Table.
Excellent.
And there are two organizations that really need the money.
All right, so Nick, let's talk about what you're going to be doing there.
We're just cooking dinner.
let me tell you, I've seen the menu. It is an amazing dinner, but go on.
But so have you been doing this since the beginning?
This is
third year.
Okay. And so when Joan called you, we were like, absolutely.
I got an offer I couldn't refuse. So.
Right.
You better. And he's on our committee.
How appropriate is that in an Italian restaurant?
So who are you cooking with, and what are you planning on doing?
This will be my second year. I'm cooking with Alon Chaya from Dominica and
New
Orleans.
Oh, he's coming on the show next week.
Yeah.
How exciting.
So, really great guy. We cooked last year and just kind of hit it off, and, you know, we kindled that friendship. And
I'm a Jewish matchmaker. I knew that would get along.
You're Jewish? Who knew?
So how do you work together?
We have very similar styles and email.
Mm-hmm.
And
no, but we'll, you know what I mean? Like, are you like, I really want to do this? And he's like, no, I really want
to
do that.
Well, I try to
like,
make it easy because he's got to travel. Mm-hmm. So try to give him the easier things that he can do so he doesn't have to bring 10 coolers with him and 40 people.
And where
so.
Are you sourcing from? Are you trying to still work local? Do they want to work local?
Well,
they want to
bring
stuff
he's bringing some of the
in?
Stuff from from Louisiana, so because they got everything down in the Gulf Coast that they can bring up. And then
right.
we'll have some stuff from here, and we just kind of collaborate and bring it all together in one dinner. So
excellent.
And so the chefs, they also have a lot of sources. There are a lot of people that are like Congressional Seafood and mm-hmm. other organizations are donating product.
Okay.
So that so the chefs go to them directly.
Right, so that as much money is going to DC Central Kitchen
right.
as possible.
And Wegmans has given us a lot of money, and Brian and I have an annual jaunt to a Wegmans where they gave us a lot of money. So we buy food that the chefs can't get. It takes us a long time and we buy a lot of those bags to, you know.
Seriously, we got to go to Wegmans.
I know. I
want to
come
money.
On this shopping trip.
Woo! Everybody to Wegmans.
Okay. So now let's talk about the wine because I know that
right.
the Italian wine guys come in every year.
Yeah.
Now,
every
is that
year.
Your connection? Whose connection is that?
Nope.
No, it's my friend Jan from Martha's Vineyard.
Oh, okay.
Who comes in every
like
year.
Jan. Okay. But are you working with them at all?
Yeah.
How do you work with the wines that they bring in?
They're very easy to work with.
Right.
So
they're really good.
They make it. Well, for our cooking style, for what we do for our dinner, it pairs hand in hand. So
right.
it's just, you know, you pick up and just kind of take off. So Filippo's been fantastic every year. He comes in and he's always a ball of fun, and we get all this great stuff.
And he just brings all
pour.
This wine. But he also comes with other products too, doesn't he? He's like the Italian like food ambassador. He always comes with all these great things.
He does.
He came on the show. He brought cheeses. He brought all kinds
he'll
of
do olive
that
oil.
Trust me, he'll do it next week.
Right. He'll be on next week.
And he's done a lot of good stuff. And then the Joan Fabry has been, and they took him. He took them all on a wine tasting when they went to Tuscany this past summer. So.
Okay, I want that.
I want that.
Well, you can come.
What do you think, everybody? Let's go on a wine tasting to Tuscany. Does that sound good? Let's work that one out.
Oh, it's and you're really paying.
But Scott Druno is doing an amazing meal too. And,
I didn't. We should
and
ask
Michelle
Scott.
Did it 2 years
uh-oh.
Ago.
Right.
So it's really.
Oh, I see more cocktails in our future.
It's just a wonderful.
Okay. All right. Well, let's get Brian on. Nick and Brian, if you guys can change.
Thank you, sir.
Brian, let's talk a little bit. I mean, for those who don't know, I can't believe anybody in this city wouldn't know about DC Central Kitchen. Did we just lose him?
No.
Okay,
I'm here.
Good.
I think I'm here.
Are
about
you
a
here?
Minute.
Okay, good. We're going to take a break in just a minute, but let's just start. Let's give people sort of the umbrella of DC Central Kitchen.
Okay, let me start with DC Central Kitchen, but I also want to talk about Martha's Table.
Absolutely, of course.
It's a partnership.
both organizations worked together mm-hmm. for years, so that's why it's such a good partnership. But at the kitchen, those of you that have seen our trucks around, we prepare and deliver 5,000 meals a day to all the city shelters, transitional homes, halfway houses. But most importantly, with that meal goes the message that there's a next step for those folks that are in those situations. And they can come to us and train in a mm-hmm. 14-week program to get jobs in the food service industry. Mm-hmm. Many of the restaurants that are involved in SIPs and suppers and the events that we run either have internships or hire our students. So our students leave after 14 weeks, many of which are out of prison right. or from a previous addiction. They leave with jobs in the food service industry, and that's they amazing. Don't go back to what they were doing.
All right. It's such an amazing program. We're going to talk more about it and how Sips and Subs is working in conjunction with D.C. Central Kitchen. We do have to take a quick break. This is Nikki and David Nellis with Foodie and the Beast. We thank our studio audience for being here this morning.
And let's hear it. Let's hear it for Carmine's, because this is great food. 700 seats. Nine private dining rooms. Oh, my God.
Okay, the show, woo! Show's not over yet. We're going to be back after this commercial break.
When every moment matters and a hand reaches out, when someone gives blood and a life is saved, that moment when heartbreak turns to hope, you're there through the American Red Cross. Every day, the Red Cross responds to nearly 200 neighborhood emergencies, and your support makes it possible. Use this moment to join us today. Visit redcross.org.
Hi, this is O'Donna Matthews. What does three decades of service add up to? For the Capital Area Food Bank, it includes these important numbers. Distributing 25 million pounds of food to nearly 500,000 people through a network of 700 partner agencies. 30 years, it's a long time. But the mission continues to make sure that no one is left hungry. To learn more, contribute, or volunteer, visit CapitalAreaFoodBank.org.
This holiday season, think about those who have given so much in the name of freedom. The Combat Soldiers Recovery Fund provides financial aid to American soldiers, sailors, and Marines who are recovering from severe wounds in service to our nation. Every dollar goes to military hospitals in the Washington, D.C. area. No overhead, no bureaucracy. Your donation provides immediate funds for the everyday needs of service members facing a long, hard recovery far from home. To donate or to get more information, please visit Combat Soldiers Recovery Fund.
Hi, welcome to Best Buy. Interested in boomboxes?
Yeah, I just got the iPhone 4S, and I want a docking system for when I'm at home.
Easy answer. The Insignia boombox with HD radio technology receives all the HD2, HD3 channels here in town and has iTunes tagging for your iPhone 4S.
Oh yeah, iTunes tagging is cool. Tag and buy songs you hear on HD radio stations.
Yep, and it's only $99.
Wow, $99 and works with iPhone 4S? Lead the way.
Learn about HD radio technology at HDradio.com. More radio, more value.
We are back on Foodie and the Beast. We're live from Carmine's on 7th Street in D.C.
And believe it or not, we actually have one more drink coming out.
Well, wait a minute. We're not ready for that.
No, I know. I'm just letting everybody know that another drink is coming. I see something like frozen. It looks...
Yeah, frozen deliciousness.
Frozen.
All right, very quickly.
I love it.
It's my turn. You're not supposed to talk. No talking.
Jeez,
I just want to thank our sponsors very quickly, all the people that make this show possible week in and week out. People at Georgetown Bagelry, the best bagels in Washington.
Absolutely.
As far as I know, the only bagels in Washington.
Right now.
Folks at Neighborhood Restaurant Group, that's Rustico, Evening Star, Tallulah, Vermilion, Buzz Bakery, Columbia Firehouse, our boyies at Birch and Barley, and Church Key Founding Farmers is a great sponsor of ours since the beginning.
Yep, absolutely.
Modus Hotels has Notte Bianchi Dish and Circle Bistro in their hotels. Bethesda Central Farm Market, Charles Schwartz & Son Fine Jewelers. Yes, a jeweler sponsors this show. How crazy is that? And, of course, the very best, Carmine's.
Yeah, all right, Carmine's.
Woo! All right, so let's get back to Brian.
All right, so, Brian.
I'll eat.
How does this event work with DC Central Kitchen? And let's also talk about Martha's Table as well.
Yeah, this event is really phenomenal because we run a couple events during the year, but this one, because of Joan and all of her connections mm-hmm. And friendships, really, we...
I think you guys have some connections, too.
The two of us.
I mean...
But we get so much donated. It's amazing. I think last year we brought in maybe $125,000 or $130,000 for the organizations, and we literally spent like $5,000 or $10,000. I mean, the percentage of donation is so high on this. Mm-hmm. So whatever your ticket price is, I mean, there's like 95% of it.
How many years has this been on?
Three. 4 years.
This is the fourth. Fourth and third year for SIPS.
Right.
Third for SIPS.
And that is why the SIPS has moved to the museum, and that is donated to us as well.
Which is amazing.
And it's going to be amazing, and we really
Who are the chefs at the SIPS?
Well, there's a number of chefs at the SIPS. There's
I don't have a list.
Yeah, I don't have the list.
Do you have a list?
Estadio
is going to be there.
Nick Weissman is going to be there doing
Dennis Marin is going to be there, who's at Post now.
He's at Post. Nick Weissman's doing pastrami because he's opening up a deli. Okay, yeah. Very cool.
There's a slew of 12 different chefs that are going to be having small plates to hand out, and then the other artisan alley.
Right.
Mixologist, there's going to be a jazz band there.
And is it going to be in the museum proper?
The main.
Oh, so not upstairs in the event space.
The chef at 1789 just emailed us this week. He heard about it. He wanted to get involved. So I shot the email to Brian, and he's now there
involved.
Oh, yeah. Cool.
You know, I'd like to say I'm available.
I was going to ask you, but I figured you would.
Fried eggs.
Too busy.
But I must say the generosity of chefs is, to me, amazing. Because I always think that at a certain point in your life, it's your time that's important. And they give not only their time, their energy, their money, and to make all this a success. And it's all for charity. And I love it.
Yeah, the chefs here in town are incredibly generous. Mm-hmm. And they understand in this event particularly that these two organizations are the leading organizations combating hunger and poverty, both short-term and long-term, which is the big focus of Martha's Table. And together, we really tackle all those issues.
That's excellent. Well, everybody, please tell everybody where they can find this information, how they can get involved, not just with SIPS and SUPS, which is really important, but also with DC Central Kitchen, because you take volunteers, right?
Correct. Well,
so does Martha's Table.
And so does Martha's Table, of course.
We have 13,000 volunteers a year. You can sign up for a volunteer shift at the kitchen any day. DCCentralKitchen.org and Martha'sTable.org both have links to buying tickets for this Suppers and SIPS event.
Excellent. Guys, thank you so much, everybody, for coming
great
in.
You.
It's great to have you. Thank you so much.
All right.
Brian? You can give that right to Aaron.
All right, we're coming back to Aaron. Aaron, this drink is awesome and killing me
like
at the same
strong
time. Yeah,
yeah.
It's
what do
good
you guys think? Who likes the whiskey drink? Anybody? You good? Are we ready for a little vodka now?
All right, now just everybody who took their clothes off, raise your hand. I like it.
All right, so next we have our Sicilian lemon drop. Delicious. It's frozen.
Oh, my God, lemon drop. Amy Gates, where are you? Your favorite drink.
Limoncello Siciliano.
This is Dana, by the way. She's our head bartender here, so when you come in,
hey, Dana.
She'll be here all the time.
Remember when bartenders were big, burly guys named Clint? You know?
No.
Not anymore.
Not anymore.
That must have been like in the 50s or something like that.
I was here in the 50s. I resemble that remark.
So tell us about it.
So the Sicilian lemon drop is made with absolute citron, has a Pellini limoncello, and then we drizzle it finally with a little bit of Argiolis Mirto, which is an Amaro from Sardinia, and it has a little Chambord mixed in.
I love Sardinia.
A tiny bit of raspberry flavor on top.
Look at that.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
That's
is beautiful.
Not really hard to make.
It's actually pretty easy because we mix it all and then we put it into the frozen drink machine, which freezes it for us. So
okay, so not something you're making at home.
Well, you actually could blend it in the blender. Mm-hmm. You could do that.
You can.
And it's perfect for large parties, especially when you're entertaining at home or if you want to come in here with a large group.
Boy, look who's serving us.
Yeah.
This is awesome.
God.
Here, I'll
thank
see you.
Thank you.
Service with a smile.
Right? Aaron, I got a question for you. You have restaurants in Atlantis, you've got them in New Jersey, you got them in New York. How hard is it to craft a cocktail program that essentially is for each city?
Well, we definitely, we think about doing things for the group, for all of the Carmines. But then when we think about the regional areas, we definitely make certain drinks just for that area. In Atlantic City, for example, we have a huge summer crowd, so we do a lot of tropical themed drinks there in the summer. In New York, we do a lot of different drinks. And down here, again, whiskey is king, right? So
right,
we're doing a lot more whiskey drinks down here.
Do people request it? I mean, do you hear back from your staff and they're like,